The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good if tuning in or finding Bite by Bite, we greatly appreciate you. Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. I'm Tony Curry on TKR, Tony Curry Radio Network. Of course, you can find these podcasts. They're all over the place, wherever you get your favorite podcast, and available right here on our YouTube channel. Survey. This is not Steve Harvey, the survey says. This is not usually a fun survey. I always think it's funny because it's normally when I've called an insurance company or my cable company, would you be so kind as to give us just a few seconds after this phone call and take a short survey for us? I'm like, are you kidding me? After what I just went through on this phone call, it's amazing. And normally I'll say yes, because I think my service is going to be better. First of all, can you tell me if that's true of running your own successful business? When someone says, will you stay on the line and take a short survey afterwards? If I say yes, will I get better service? Will I get better service than if I just say, hell no, no, I'm not.
I want to believe I'm an optimist. So yes. I want to believe that they're taking this feedback. But they also take it with a grain of salt. Like if they've not been able to answer your question, you're like, hell yeah, I'll take a survey and you can blast them. They probably don't do a lot of that with that.
Yeah.
But if it's constructive feedback, that's really what the company is after, is some genuine, honest feedback, positive or negative, which is exactly what we recently did, looking out to the rest of 2024. We sent out we tried to keep it fairly short, but about 9 key questions out to our agencies, because that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted to hear from them, mm-hmm. What they were seeing from their end, in part because it's so easy to find yourself in a bubble. And so just for people who may not know, so we source and distribute the food, and we have an area that we have to cover. Specifically into our counties, we have 12 counties that come to our facility that we serve. And in that, we have about 215 partner agencies. Now, that partner agency could be a church pantry. It could be another 501c3 that's delivering or serving food. It could be a senior center. It could be just a lot of different partners doing a lot of different things. And so they're very much relying upon them, and we're relying upon them. They're relying upon us. So it's a true partnership. We can source and distribute and do things that they can't do, but they get it out to all to the communities, of which we can't do. So in this partnership, we sent this out to say, hey, when we start thinking about what do we want to do for the agencies this year, we could think about what we think they need.
Yeah.
But we could be totally off the mark and miss the mark. And nothing is worse than bringing somebody in and saying, well, we're going to give you this training because we've determined that surely this is what you want. And then we give them all that. And they're like, well, we already knew all that. But here's 10 other areas that we're really having issues with that we really need you to address. So we said, look, let's just lay this out. Really encourage honest feedback. And then I'm going to respond, not literally to every single question or every single bit of feedback, because I think we ended up with 83 responses. You know, we knew we weren't going to get, you know, the goal was if we could get half, we could get 100 responses. We got close. But we certainly got enough to hit on some of the repeating themes. And that's really what I was looking for. Not these one-offs where, you know, when you're dealing with people, I've just noticed. It doesn't matter if you're in retail, nonprofits, when you're dealing with people, as Jerry Seinfeld said, people are the worst. So you're going to have people that just perpetually suck on lemons. And it doesn't matter if you gave them everything they wanted. You'd never see a smile. Mm-hmm. You're never going to hear a thank you. You're never going to get pat on the back. You're never going to hear good job. We appreciate you. All they do, no matter what, is complain. But even those people, I want to hear from, because in their complaints, they can say things that are legitimate.
Yep.
You know, just because they're complainers doesn't mean what they have to say is not worth hearing.
Real quick, because my questions are flowing out of my ears here, because I think this is really interesting. And the most important thing, I think, to all of the surveying thing is, how many times do we get surveys and it's never looked at? And they do that just to make you look like, you know, we care about you, right? Are you really looking at the surveys? So my number one thing would be, if you are going to ask for a survey, first of all, you better have a strong backbone. And second of all, you better be willing to act on it. And that's the other thing, is I think a lot of times people ask for surveys, but they don't ever want to act on what they get in return as a response. Could you talk about that a little bit? Because
I'm telling you, I came in first thing this morning. So I usually get, if I get here at 5:30, even though we open at 6, the offices really don't start kicking off to about 7:30. So I get usually an hour and a half to 2 hours to just answer emails and focus, like where I really need to concentrate on things. So I've been staying updated on our surveys and really paying attention to the responses. And like I said, I'm kind of grouping responses together, and I'm really saying, oh, wait a minute, I've got 10 agencies who are giving me this feedback. That's really something that could be an issue. Now, what I've committed to is, and it's a lot of time on my part, is to give a thorough explanation of all the issues from all 9 questions, because some of them are open-ended. Like our very first question is, tell me what the greatest challenge is to you as an agency. Like, what's the hardest thing for you to overcome right now? Well, I got no less than probably 30 different answers. I tried to group some of those together, 30 different categories, I should say, and then started trying to group some, like can't get enough food, not enough variety of food, the cost of food, all these kind of things. And then some of it was, so that's more directed towards us. And then they have things that, hey, we don't know how to fundraise. We don't know how to recruit and retain volunteers. Our facilities aren't enough. Some of those kind of things. So what I've determined to do is I'm going to go as deep as I need to go in the process to help them understand on the variety of food. So like variety of food, that's only one answer. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? They need to understand how we purchase food. They need to understand the entire, what's happening behind the curtain. Because if they did, it doesn't mean that they're going to like the answer. But what they will see consistent, or my goal is what they will see consistently across the spectrum is here's an answer, a full answer to your question. And the ability to do what you want me to do at this time is impossible. And here's the reasons.
Yeah, at least they understand. Yeah.
And they understand. That's right. And most people are very reasonable if you will be transparent with them and tell them, okay, oh, that makes sense. Now I understand. I'll give you one good example. We have people who may take a peek in our warehouse, and we have 100,000 square feet. Well, they go online to order and they go, wait a minute, I know they have more food than this that's on the catalog. And we're like, yes. What you don't understand is that certain food gets ordered and certain food comes in, and that's for our children's backpack program. And so if you're not part of the children's backpack program, then that's hidden from you on our menu. Mm-hmm. A senior supplement box, we get stuff that comes in, then they see tons of food and they're like, oh yeah, I want to get that. And they go, well, it's not available. Yeah, because that's dedicated to our senior supplement. Mm-hmm. So, but if they were to understand that, because the mind, one of the things is it's a little bit of psychology, just how we are in life, is when we see something, we inherently think that's not fair. We don't give the person the benefit of the doubt. We say, that guy's screwing us.
Yeah.
Part of our food bank is screwing us. They've got more food than they're putting out there. And I would like for them to trust me and give me the benefit of the doubt. But some do, but a lot of them are like, so if I give them that full picture in the background, they can then understand. Now, this principle applies in a lot of businesses, not just food banking, about the importance of being transparent and taking the time to explain things to people. So the goal is to do that, and for me to answer, take as much time as it takes to give a full explanation in hopes of that trust will be better established, that they will learn to give me the move. Hey, I don't know what's going on. It doesn't make sense on the surface, but I know Michael's a good guy. I know he's running an honest and ethical operation, you know, and for them to just communicate if they have questions. So I will tell you, we got the results back. I'm knee deep in trying to explain all this. And in subsequent shows that we're going to have, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. Because it's some things are very specific to food banking, but some of it are just organizational in terms of how you operate and your willingness. Because what I've told them is, I'm going to explain to you what I can't do. But then there's also some things that I didn't realize this was such a big issue.
Yeah.
And now I've brought my staff in already to say, okay, this is an issue. It seems like a legitimate complaint. What can we do to alter this reality and make it better for the agencies? So if they see that I just don't come up with an excuse, or that I don't, like you said, don't respond at all. So they're like, wait a minute, what happened to that survey? I want to give them the feedback. I want to give them the explanation, see that I've read the questions, but also want them to see that it is affecting me. We're making changes to these policies and procedures based on nothing else but the feedback I received through this survey.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.